East Coast Breakfast.
Hundreds and thousands of matrics are waking up this morning to an SMS with their matric results, or you might be on your way to the garage to get a newspaper right now. I dig that. And I want you to tell us, how are you feeling? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling accomplished? Are you feeling proud? Are you feeling meh? It doesn't matter. There's no wrong answers here. Just send us a voice note of how you're feeling to 061-792-9495.
Manzil Harikaran Jiandev is epic. She is from Crawford College, Lelusha, with 11 distinctions and an average of 93.54%. Good morning, Manzil.
Good morning to everyone at ECR and to all the listeners.
Manzil, your 93.54%, that is absolutely amazing. I always ask this question. How proud do you feel right now?
Well, I certainly feel really proud of my results. I'm really grateful for it. I'm still at a loss for words, but mostly just relieved that I've completed the trick. And yeah, just really grateful for all of my results that I've received.
So Manzil, I'm going to ask you the question everybody's been asking you for many years now, and then today and the whole year last year. But what do you plan on studying this year?
Well, if I can get a bursary and if there was a cadet program in this country, I would become a pilot. But otherwise, if I go to university, I would like to study aeronautical engineering.
Fantastic. Nice. Well, I think with your 11 distinctions, your journey is going to be considerably easier for anyone else who might be going down that route. So you're like, you want to be a pilot, like your Top Gun. You want to be the Top Gun, hey? You want to be the Top Gun, man, Manzil?
Yes, no, my actual, I think you might remember it, but my favorite TV show is Airwolf from the 80s.
Yes, I do remember this.
You might remember this.
Finally, you might remember this.
Old man.
Manzil, listen, I know you probably received a lot of awards from the IAB. I know there's the IAB Outstanding Achievement Award. What does that entail? Is there money? You spoke about a bursary.
Yes, so the IAB Outstanding Achievement Award is basically an achievement for the top 5% of candidates within the country out of the IAB sector of examination. And you would have to achieve A's in 6 or more subjects and with 80% in subjects such as life orientation to meet the criteria of that. And also it's judged based on your aggregate at the end of the year. So I fit it into that category.
And do you get a check?
No, you do get a certificate, though, that outlines your commendations and all of that from the IAB directly.
Okay. It's all good. He's going to be an engineer. He's going to be fine. But Manzil, I have a question. So Darren's daughter, Mouse, is in matric this year, as are many, many pupils. Do you have any advice or anything you'd like to say to the matrics of this year? Because you are an overachiever.
Yes.
Well, one thing I can say, if I may be a little bit selfish here, but I also used to listen to East Coast Radio in the morning before I wrote a test and or an exam. And I just found that there was like these snippets of general knowledge that I used to get from here and there during the broadcast.
Oh.
And then whenever I was doing something such as like writing an essay or whatever it may be, I just found like sometimes those small pieces of general knowledge can be very helpful.
Wow.
But and adding on to that, I also feel that you just need to stay relaxed. You just need to stay calm. You need to find your form in sports, find your harmony in music, and your wisdom in academics. And just remember that don't stress too much. And yeah, just take it one step at a time, and you should be fine.
Wow.
Amazing.
I'm going to write that down.
And also, Darren Moll, shout out to you to helping the matrix get.
You are more than welcome.
Because it's all your general knowledge.
And they're just down the road, yeah. Manzil Harikaran Jiandev from Crawford College, Lelusha, with your 11 distinctions and average 93.54%. Two things. Thank you for listening. And hala!
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.